Rise Like the Break of Dawn, written by Annabelle and read by Flower Parish. This is a Frozen and Brave crossover fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Elsa/Merida. Tagged, soul marks, romance, and first meetings. Ever since she can remember, Elsa has had three words emblazoned on the inside of her forearm. Three little words which made her mother's eyes twinkle and made her father laugh. Her mother's arm says, "You are the most beautiful girl I have ever seen," in a nearly unreadable scrawl. Her father's says, "Flatterer," in laughing letters. Whoever Elsa's soulmate is, they're going to announce themselves with the immortal words, "It's not fair," probably in a temper, if the spikily aggravated handwriting is any clue. Anna says that at least it's not carrots like hers. Elsa has to admit that she has a point. Growing up in seclusion means that Elsa's had very little chance to encounter anyone who might say, "It's not fair," to a princess or a queen. Even once her coronation and the events surrounding it bring her back into contact with the outside world, however, her first meetings tend to proceed along well-worn tracks. The first words she hears from any new person are invariably polite and end in a hushed, "Your Majesty." At least she has words, Elsa tells herself sometimes. There are people who don't, or whose words disappear before they ever meet their soulmate. Soulmates can die in childhood. Perhaps some people simply never had a soulmate. At least, somewhere out there in the great wide world, there is a person who looks down at an arm with Elsa's unknowing words emblazoned on it. And it's not as though Elsa has time to think about it too much. She has a kingdom to run, a younger sister to become reacquainted with, and so much paperwork to sort through that she has half a mind to turn it into confetti and then into snowflakes. Perhaps her soulmate will appear when she is 80, and so wrinkled that her wrinkles have wrinkles. Meanwhile, she skates in the village races and trudges through the kingdom's paperwork and sits up late playing games with Anna and Kristoff, who is apparently carrots. They are silly and affectionate with each other, and when Elsa's heart aches a little watching them, she quells it sternly, because Anna loves her too. Sometimes, though, Elsa plays hooky from paperwork and kingdom ruling and goes up into the mountains for an afternoon. Anna always hugs her and gives her a packed lunch. Perhaps building an ice castle on a fine summer's day is a trifle odd, but Elsa thinks that the best part of being queen is having the leeway to be a trifle odd and not give a reindeer's rear about it. She loves tromping up mountains, the breeze in her hair and the sun on her skin, and not a single person anywhere in sight. Over the past year, she's learned to enjoy being around people, but she still loves to relax alone. Today, she's adding a grand ballroom to her current ice castle, all swooping crystal and majestic arches. It'll be her last chance to work on it for a while, because two new embassies are due to arrive over the next week, and she has no fewer than 4 banquets to attend. Luckily, attending is all she'll be asked to do, because Anna loves organizing and has been hard at work for a month, ably assisted by Olaf, an enchanted snowman as her sister's personal assistant. But that isn't the oddest thing about Elsa's kingdom, so perhaps it fits. Near sunset, Elsa is putting the finishing touches on the grand staircase, frowning in concentration, when the quietness of the mountaintop is suddenly broken. "It's not fair." Elsa jumps in surprise, her head coming around almost whiplash fast, bringing her hands up in front of her in startlement. She's heard no sound to warn her of anyone else being nearby, but there in front of her is a girl in all green, with wild red hair spilling over her shoulders. "What are you doing here?" she asks, her heart racing, and then the girl's words register. For a second, Elsa wonders if it's just a coincidence. "It's not fair" is not an uncommon phrase, unlike that of Anna's friend Sigrid, whose words are, excuse me, which way did the talking snowman go? Or on his own. But the girl blanched, and Elsa knows somehow that if she was to look at her arm, she'd see her own delicate, loopy handwriting. Maybe we should start again, she says, as gracefully as she can, and then sinks down ungracefully into a heap on her ice staircase. The girl shrugs. There is something vibrant about her, not just her hair, but in the caught motion of her limbs. Elsa doesn't think she is often still. You built this. Well, yes, Elsa says, confused. Everyone in Arendelle knows of their queen's ice powers. There's no call for surprise. But then, she hasn't seen this girl before. Perhaps she is a trader from across the sea, or has traveled over the mountains and only just arrived. The girl watches her confusion, and then laughs suddenly, before sitting rather gingerly in one of Elsa's ice chairs. We've heard stories, but I didn't think it would be like this. Like what? Elsa asks, still bewildered. And who's we? Perhaps not properly regal, but it seems impossible to be properly regal with this girl, even if she wasn't what she is. I know magic, the girl says, without clarifying on the we question. I've done magic. I turned my mother into a bear. By accident, really. It's not like I meant to do it. But this, this is a castle. I wouldn't have believed it if someone had told me. It's not fair. Elsa sorts through this, then asks what seems to be the relevant question. A bear? She folds her hands on her lap, feeling the words on her inner arm as if they were branded there. Is she traveling with you? The girl stares at her, and then starts laughing. No, I changed her back. She's at home with my brothers and my new little sister, which is why you've got me instead of her. I'm pants at diplomacy, but she says I have to learn sometime, and why not now, since she can't travel? Elsa puts fragments of knowledge together. The embassies that are arriving next week, one has evidently arrived early. I'm Elsa, she says. I'm Merida of Dunbruch, the girl says. Her smile is free and open, and Elsa catches her breath at the way it transforms her already striking face. They smile at each other for a minute. Elsa knows she should say something, but she feels suddenly shy. She, a queen, who designs ice castles for fun. But ice castles are easy and familiar, and this beautiful girl who has dropped so suddenly into her life is her soulmate, and that changes everything. It's Merida who makes the first move, getting up from her chair and coming to sit next to Elsa on the stair. Elsa makes room for her, and watches, breath caught in her throat, as Merida turns her arm over. What are you doing here? Is written in delicate, loopy handwriting. Elsa turns her own left arm over, seeing the familiar, it isn't fair, as if for the first time. I suppose we should talk, she says, her voice unaccountably hoarse. Merida traces the words on Elsa's arm with one long finger, making Elsa shiver. Yes, she agrees. We should. But first. Yes, Elsa asks, when Merida doesn't finish. Merida looks up, crinkles around her eyes. May I? She asks, sounding shyer than she has yet. Elsa doesn't know what she means for a moment, but then Merida is leaning in, and suddenly she does. Yes, she breathes. Yes. And kisses her soulmate in a mostly finished ice ballroom under the setting sun. It is quite dark by the time they reach home. But Elsa is immune to the cold, and Merida is dressed for the weather, so neither of them particularly mind. Anna takes one look at Elsa's flushed cheeks, and the way her hand is intertwined with Merida's, and jumps up with a cry, spilling a pile of banquet place settings to the floor. You've found your carrots! Excuse me, Merida says. Inside joke, Elsa tells her, blushing, then says to Anna, simply, No. I've found my Merida. The end.